Dave Fanning on 2FM.
And there it is, Sexy Boy is the name of the song. Air is the band, of course, Moon Safari from 1998. Faye, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Now, Faye, is this an album that for you is so fantastic that it's an influence on you, or it's just one that you love and remember so well?
It ticks every kind of box, yeah. I think. Like, I remember the first time hearing it, I was probably... The first time I heard a song off it, I was 10, I think.
Right.
And it was Sexy Boy. And it was on that great chick flick... 10 Things I Hate About You.
Oh, it was in that, was it? Yeah, okay.
But I just remember as a 10-year-old kind of being totally absorbed by just the dimensions of that song, you know, yeah. how it sounds. And then I also came to that album because you, the other day when we met, yeah. were talking about one of the first songs I ever wrote, ever. And that was The Kitchen Floor.
The Kitchen Floor, what a great song. Now, hold on, that's some Little Green Cars from the first album,
yeah.
right? Okay.
So that was really inspired by Talisman because it has, you know, that Rhodes swirly sound.
Yeah.
And the expanse of it, while it's still an organic, it's still an instrument, you know, and it kind of creates so much soundscape. So that was a big thing, experimenting with those kind of sounds, recording those sounds as a teenager, you know.
Okay, so that's two tracks you mentioned. So is that enough? And then you go the whole way and say this album just means an awful lot to you. Is that it?
It's just, you know, it's kind of like future 70s. It's nostalgic and it's still kind of relevant, you know. You can put it on and it's still, a lot of things kind of sound dated, but it's something that reminds me of the future and the past.
And it's very dreamy, isn't it? It's very lush. And the way they do things. I mean, like, to me, it's the way the first two tracks have just this bass going through it.
It's bass and Wurlitzer and Rhodes. It's that kind of thing that drives it. And it kind of makes you feel European.
Yeah.
You know, you
very,
can feel...
Absolutely, 100%.
You know, you feel like you're kind of a cool person. If you have an ownership of it, it makes you feel something.
Like, you can say what you like about Daft Punk or whatever else, but this crowd are French.
Yeah,
and
sure.
French is cool and
it
sophisticated
cool, yeah.
and everything else, you know. But so, also it's very kind of lush and very luxuriant and very, it's very simple, isn't
it? It's simple and down-tempo, but it's expansive, as I was saying, you know. It's just really one in a million, I think.
Okay, now, by the way, did you go to any other Rare stuff? Did you ever listen to their next albums?
Well, I was a huge fan of the Virgin Suicides, so that was the other thing that brought me back to them.
And that was around the time they were making that music with the EPs and stuff.
Exactly, yeah. So that was another thing, like that film and all of... A big theme for me in writing is kind of domestic scenes, and their music is... It's kind of like the chords of everyday life. I heard that quote somewhere from somebody, and that movie and the marriage of that film and those visuals and those colours with Air, you know, is incredible.
Yeah, because see, I think their subsequent albums have at least four or five tracks on them that are all great. Like, I think they've had a great career, is what I'm saying.
Yeah,
it's not just this first album, and yet this is the album people talk about all the time.
For sure.
but they do deserve, I think, a bit more than they've ever got. Now, one thing that I'd say, which is, you know, is he serious with this? I think what's important would have been to me, I wish there album covers were more I don't know what I'm looking
for. You wouldn't get the impression off Moon Safari anyway that the sounds came from that visual, really.
It's like something out of the Bunty or something.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And it is, I think that there's such an importance on a kind of a cinematic cover, you know, or something that's representative of the sound.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and also, like, but do you not think in some ways, and here's a criticism,
okay.
that first half hour is great. It goes very well. And you don't think it kind of meanders after that? Like some of those tracks, I mean, you've picked Talisman.
On Moon Safari.
Yeah.
Well, I think Sail and Matin, like towards the end.
Right,
that's one of the last ones.
That's right,
If you put that on with a hangover, you no longer have a hangover anymore.
In one way, this is all Sunday morning music. It's all a bit come down music, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I think it's kind of anytime music.
Well, yeah,
it reminds me, because my dad was a tube driver in the 70s. And I just think of him.
He drove tubes?
Yeah.
In London?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah, yeah.
I was just thinking, did Dublin ever...
And that 70s, there's something 70s about the record, you know, for me, like a futuristic 70s.
Yeah.
It kind of reminds me of that, like, walking down, you know, being in London, being on the tube in the 70s.
Your dad drove a tube?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, when he was in his
20s. Can I ask a question about that? I've often wondered, is there a lot of driving in that?
I know, but there is emergency kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
People, not to get grim on it, but people do jump, you know.
Absolutely, no question
so
about it.
He was 22, I think, when he drove the tube. 22,
really?
23.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, you put me up. Wait a minute. Okay, let's go. So it's any kind of music in any kind. Yeah, I mean, absolutely. The same Matin track and the voice. Voyage of Penelope and all that. Yeah. They are what they are. It's just that there's it's so inventive for the first half hour that for those people who would say that this could be up there as one of the five greatest albums of the 90s, I would not disagree with that.
Well, I think, yeah, because it's pop. It's a pop record, but also it's kind of a soundtrack record as well.
Yeah.
Like they have the ability to not just write pop songs. They're kind of going with, they're understanding that a riff might not necessarily develop into this massive pop song. It might just be that.
Yeah.
And why can't we celebrate that simplicity and not try and flesh it out and make it 3.5 minutes and stick it on the radio, you know?
Yeah,
which
good
is something
point.
That I think is important.
And very cool as well, and very chill out and all the other things. So I'll tell you what, I'm going to play one now, and this time they've got a guest vocalist on. Tell me about her.
Beth Hirsch, I mean, like, I don't know a tremendous amount about her, only that she kind of sounds like a futuristic Karen Carpenter to me,
right.
You know, and the Carpenters.
Yeah,
Karen Carpenter
kind of
is my
Karen
Carpenter is my all-time favorite, you know, vocalist of all time. So I was always really drawn to Beth Hirsch and things like that. I think she was a student and kind of stumbled upon them in parties and things like that. They were just hanging out in Paris and, you know.
Yeah, she's from America, has a few solo albums, but this is their most famous work.
Exactly.
And she does a couple of tracks in this and they're both fantastic.
Both fantastic.
So let's take one of them now. We're talking Moon Safari, we're talking the album Air, and Faye is here talking about it. And let's take this track. All I Need is what it's called. That's from Moon Safari. That's from 1998. That's from Air. French band, as it says in the cover. I think people, but did it say French duo or French band?
Band, I think, but they are a duo. Well, like, you know, because Beth Hirsch is in there as well, I suppose.
Yeah,
she's
guest vocals on a couple of tracks. So, and so, like, as I say, so the ones that you seem to like, though, I get the impression, is the later part of the album, because maybe you think that some people have let it go. Have they, like?
No, I don't consider anybody else in my in choosing that. And it is funny, like when somebody asks you to come in and pick an album, it's really hard. Because you're thinking, because, you know, in terms of genre, I like so many different genres of music. But I think for me, the sonics of the album have really been a huge part of my journey as an artist and what I use and what tools I use in writing and what we use in arranging, you know. And that was, as I said, you sparked that in me when you mentioned The Kitchen Floor, because that Rhodes is such a huge sound and it's just close to my heart.
Yeah, right. No, I get you. I mean, like, did you ever listen to Propeller Heads or 07 or Thievery Corporation, all those bands that not so much came in the wake of Air, but...
I wish I could say I did.
Right, because Air opened the door to a lot of those kind of bands, you know, so that's the kind of influencey kind of thing. But anyway, like, as I say, they've really released some great albums in this century as well. They really have, no question. So let's just take a look then. I'm going to play one last track. Which one did you say? Tell us, man, was it? Talisman. We'll play it. There it is, Talisman it is. That's once again Moon Safari. That's the album that Faye, you have picked, O'Rourke, that is now. Faye, let's take a look here. What's happening with the band?
Well, we are playing a plethora of festivals.
By the way, the band being Soda Blonde.
Soda Blonde,
you are playing a plethora of festivals, and I bet you yourself have no idea what half them are, do you?
Get them up there. That's your job.
Okay, right? Wild Roots, June 4. Beyond the Pale, June 11. Pavilion on June 14. Other Side, July 8. Boyle Arts Festival, 14. With Sinead O'Connor at the Ivy Gardens on the 17th. They're all July, and Night and Day as well, isn't that right?
Exactly.
Now, the one I want to mention here, just right now, is Beyond the Pale at Lindelock Estate on June 10 and 12.
Brand new festival.
Yeah.
I'm very much looking forward to that, sincerely. That's not, like, I'm being sincere there. Could you pick a better place, Glendalough, really,
no,
for a
I
festival?
No, I suppose not, indeed. The Ultimate Boutique Summer Festival. What about a second album from you guys?
We are in the studio in June. So that is where my head is.
A follow-up to Small Talk.
A follow-up to Small Talk. So I've been buried underground the last while writing in my living room. And the one thing about the, not to mention the dreaded word, but the pandemic that was positive was working remotely. So, you know, everybody's got to work now.
Sure.
So it's quite hard for us to line up, like four of us to line up our schedules to actually get in a room. So we've been working remotely and, you know, so my living room has become my studio.
And were you happy enough with what happened with the first album, Small Talk, in terms of this is, like, for instance, is this where you want to be, Soda Blonde, more than Little Green Cars, say? Or was Little Green Cars just, that was those years, this is now?
Yeah, that was those years, this is now. And I think, like, what I wanted really was just for us to be seen as Soda Blonde, not Little Green Cars anymore. And that's not saying I'm not really proud of what we'd done and achieved, but, you know, I've worked very hard to establish myself as a songwriter in my own right and a performer in my own right and somebody who can hold, you know, can be front and center stage. And I think we've achieved that, you know, and the response has been, it seems like, I feel like we've been accepted into the industry as Soda Blonde, which was the main goal.
Absolutely. And with a second album on the way, if I went to see you live tomorrow night or for whatever night you might be playing next, would you be playing any Little Green Car songs?
100% no. I'm sorry.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Right, okay. So it's a new band, a new everything.
I'm bound. I'm tied and bound.
Tied and bound.
Yeah.
Okay, well, on that gig, Beyond the Pale at Glendalough, June 10, 11, 12, Lisa Hannigan, Elder Island, the Mary Wallopers, and a bunch of others. I mean, there's so many. The list is just endless. I mean, there's so many festivals.
I know. God, I feel sorry for them all because they're competing with so many.
Yeah, they are. And all you have to do is get up there and play and take loads of money.
I wouldn't go that far.
Just one last thing on the current way for bands. I mean, if you don't play live, the actual kind of spread out of money in terms of Spotify and all the rest, it's pretty sinful, isn't it?
Yeah, and it is something that I ping pong between feeling like, you know, we should all as Irish artists take our music and make a stand and we'll make a new platform.
Well, actually, yeah, now hold on, before you start dismissing what you've just said, yeah.
But how do you make somebody who's earning, you know, step back? It's very complicated and difficult. I mean, I think that it's a good platform for, you know, everyone to get a chance to hear you, but that's just not how it works. You know, the algorithm is so tight that you're not really spread out the way you should be. And it is somebody in a control room in space who's not a musician deciding which playlist that you should be put into, you know, and now there's Spotify, you know, streamers that you're paying. Yeah. You're paying a plugger, a Spotify plugger. You used to have to just pay radio people. Yeah. Now you got to pay a Spotify person. And it's just like, you know, the coffers are getting dry here, lads. It's not.
That's kind of what I'm saying, all right, Shane.
Yeah, it's hard. And, you know, it's a conversation that I want to continue with other artists. I had a nice long conversation with Damien Dempsey over a few pints on Easter Sunday about this. So it's kind of just working out what's practical, you know. And is it kind of a thing of, because I always worry, am I just not moving with the times? Is it like, just get on, you know, just get on TikTok and just do it? And I actually do really like TikTok. I just don't have the time. I'm making music. I'm in the studio. I don't have time to be making 3-minute videos every day, 5 times a day. And it's quality, I believe, should be the thing over quantity.
Yeah, but there's so much more than that. Anyway, look, I agree with you, and I would like to see a stand being made by musicians
if it
could be
done,
you know. Absolutely.
Start a petition.
Right. Anyway, listen, we look forward to the follow-up to Small Talk. It is Soda Blonde. Faye, thanks a million for talking to us on the programme today, and enjoy all those festivals.
I will. I might see you there.
Yeah, I hope you don't get mixed up and go to the wrong ones. All right, thanks. Take it easy. Good luck.
Dave Fanning on 2FM.